This is Piedmont Arts. I'm David Borax.
And I'm Rachel Stewart.
Imagine you're floating weightless as your home, the International Space Station, speeds in orbit around the Blue Earth. Space Explorers the Infinite takes you there. This virtual reality tour is the first immersive experience at Blumenthal Art's newest venue, Bloom Studios, in a warehouse near Uptown Charlotte. On this week's Piedmont Arts, we'll take the tour and talk with Blumenthal CEO Tom Gabbard about the new venue.
But before we head out to space, I've got a little bit of Halloween fun to tell you about. One Voice Chorus was formed to bring together lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and LGBTQIA plus affirming people to celebrate their lives through song. Since that time, the Chorus of 25 has grown to more than 70 singers and has become one of the largest queer cultural organizations in the area. Their next concert is called Villains, and no surprise, it's happening Halloween night at 7:30 at Free Range Brewing in Charlotte. One Voice's executive director, Micah Deer, and artistic director, Corey Davis, are here to talk to us about it. So thank you both for taking some time.
Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you all usually do a Halloween concert?
No, we do not. This is actually something that we added because it's our 35th anniversary season. So we wanted to do something a little special. We have sort of reformed our small ensemble recently. So they've been clamoring to do their own kind of concert. And that's why we decided to put this on Halloween.
So Corey just explained to us that this is unusual. Micah, can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up at Free Range Brewing and why you would want to do a concert like this in a brewery?
Yeah, our mission is to increase the LGBTQIA plus acceptance and awareness. So having a choral concert at a brewery might not necessarily sound like something you would hear every day. And so we want to embrace that.
And this is the first time, right?
There. Yes, this is our first performance at Free Range Brewing. They've been gracious hosts already with all the planning. They're an incredible team there. So we're excited to partner with them on Halloween.
Corey, can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect?
I can say that we will have our set of villains, which will be our members of the chorus. The sort of premise is that they're all competing to see who can be the worst villain or maybe the best villain, depending on how you look at it. So we do have some, I think in one of our promotional emails, Micah pointed out that Ursula from The Little Mermaid will be there. And we have a few other folks who will be joining us. And throughout the course of the evening, they will have their competition, and then we'll have to see what happens at the end.
Do people get to vote?
Well, they won't really vote on who's the worst villain, but I think we're planning to vote on maybe who has the best costume. So we're going to incorporate a costume contest for the audience.
Did I read in some of the description that this is cabaret style?
That's right. That's kind of where we're hoping there will be some interactions with the audience and a little bit of a less formal, you know, it's not going to be your typical stand there with a folder and sing at you type concert. It will be more fun and a little interactive and mostly just a really fun night.
I was going to ask you about promo. This is the part of the One Voice family that's performing. Tell us about Chroma.
One Voice, the larger ensemble, is a completely non-auditioned ensemble, so anyone can just come and sing with us. But we do have the smaller ensemble that requires an audition, and that is what is called Chroma. And they've been clamoring to do their own small ensemble concert, so we finally decided that this was the year to make that happen. It's a really fun ensemble because we get to do a little bit maybe more complex or challenging things. So it gives some flexibility and allows us to put on like a little bit of a different type of show than what we normally would maybe do. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you would like to share about One Voice or about this event that's coming up? Any information about how people can attend or anything like that?
Yeah, this event. It is general admission tickets, and it will be $20 a ticket. You can find out about this event in particular at onevoicechorus.com, but that also there are a few other happenings that are going on for us. We have other upcoming concerts, but we also have a few other like community initiatives as well. So just if someone is a queer affirming person and looking to give back a little bit, whether that be volunteering at our chorus, with our chorus, it's singing, we are certainly always welcoming. We welcome singers each concert cycle, or even just being a patron to hear some amazing voices in the queer community. Onevoicechorus.com is the best place to start.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both very much for your time and for sharing the details about the upcoming Villains concert at Free Range Brewery on October 31st on Halloween night, 7:30.
Yes.
Next, David Borax takes us to Blumenthal Art's new immersive experience, Space Explorers: The Infinite, at the new Bloom Studios.
As you walk into the wide open staging area for The Infinite at Bloom Studios, the ambient soundtrack and low lighting set the mood for a virtual visit to the space station. A guide gives a brief orientation.
You're going to be in an environment with many other people, and as you walk around the environment, if you're in a group, you will always see yellow. That's how you know that's your group. Other people that are in the virtual experience will be in blue, then you know that's not my people, okay? If you need help at any time, you'll see these green bubbles. They're staff avatars. We call them guardians.
Then our group of 11 enters a narrow room with angled sides for a short video. It's dark with sparkling stars and lines projected around you.
This experience is a tribute to light and space, and to the thirst for knowledge that drives all humanity. Welcome to the infinite.
In another small room, we get our virtual reality headsets and instructions how to use them. Then we're off through a virtual doorway.
Once you get through that lighted door, that's when you're on the floor in the International Space Station. There are over 200 hours of recorded video from that space station that you will see.
For the next half hour or so, or longer if you buy a premium ticket, you're on the space station. As you walk through the virtual corridors, you come upon green globes. Reach out and touch one, and it launches a 360-degree video shot on the space station in 2018. As you turn your head or body, you see the space station all around you. Astronauts show how they move around the station in weightlessness. They explain their work and how they live. And they talk about how they've gained the perspective of space as they gaze out windows at the Earth below. You can also glide through the space station's walls into space. I'm standing on the edge of a section of the space station looking down at the Earth, and it's flying by me. It's nighttime and I can see the lights of all the cities. It's just an amazing view. It's like looking out the window of a plane, but going much faster. I see the sunrise over the wide arc of the globe. I feel like I'm floating over the Earth. It's like the best flying dream ever. A signal on the headset instructs me to walk out a virtual door lit up with red light and to sit in a golden lit chair. It's time to go on a spacewalk. I'm outside the space station again, watching the other astronauts come out through a hatch and begin the spacewalk. I can see modules from NASA and Japan and Canada. There's a SpaceX capsule docked to the outside. It's like you're right there. And then, too soon, it's time to take off the headset, and you're back on planet Earth. You realize you've been navigating in an open room with dozens of other people. Of course, you exit through the gift shop. That's where I meet two couples who've just come out. Vivian and Patrick Scheel are visiting from Long Island, New York, with their friends Bill and Lynette Morissette of Charlotte. Vivian and Patrick begin our space station debrief.
I loved being able to step out into space.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky.
They did put little stars below your feet so that you could see, so that you didn't feel like you were walking out into nothing, but it was really just amazing.
I really thought I was going to fall off. That was my favorite as well.
Yeah,
but it was, and also just seeing the space station, I'd say up close, even it was a movie. It felt like it was up close, and and the amount of wires and switches and cables, and it was just really interesting to see the detail, which, you know, you don't get from pictures or from other movies.
Yeah. And at the end, when we were sitting down in the chairs, two of the astronauts were waving in my direction, and I know that they weren't seeing me, but I was waving back.
Yeah, it was quite remarkable. What did you think, Bill?
I thought the spacewalk during the sit-down movie at the end was the best. Yeah. I thought it was just fantastic to be outside the space station watching the guys on the spacewalk.
What are you going to take away from this?
I'm going to take away how brilliant these people must be to do that job, one, and how brave you must be to do that job, knowing the risk you're taking.
These kinds of reactions are exactly what Blumenthal Arts was hoping for when it began planning the Infinite and Bloom Studios. The arts group manages several theaters in Charlotte, where it hosts traditional performing arts events like ballet, symphony, opera, and Broadway shows. But Bloom Studios is different. It's taken over the 32,000 square foot warehouse off Moorhead Street near the stadium. Owner Charlotte Pipe and Foundry moved to Stanley County, about 35 miles east of Charlotte, and it's now redeveloping the former site into what it calls the Iron District. I asked Blumenthal CEO Tom Gabbard about the new venture.
Bloom Studios is a place, it's also a strategy that embraces immersive experiences. Charlotte got a taste of that when we did Immersive Van Gogh, but that just represents one particular style of digital art, and so we want to pursue all sorts of other things.
Gabbard envisions Bloom Studios as a creative hub for all kinds of non-traditional performances and events.
Our mission, I think, since its founding, has been to try to embrace as large an audience as possible, to invite people from every part of the community. We view this as a way to build on our core program, to expand the audience and attract people that otherwise, you know, maybe they're just not interested in a Broadway show, they're not interested in coming to Uptown, whatever it is.
The other initial event at Bloom Studios was Faulty Towers, the dining experience, which closed in mid-October. Gabbard calls it immersive dinner theater. It's based on the popular British TV comedy series about the inept manager of a seaside hotel and his eccentric staff and guests. Gabbard says both Faulty Towers and The Infinite have been well received. In post-event surveys, visitors have given both the venue and the shows high marks, with many saying they're highly likely to recommend Bloom Studios to others. The Infinite has been so popular that it's being extended until January 5th. So what's next at Bloom Studios? Gabbard's not ready to announce anything yet, but he says he's talking with the Charlotte Symphony about an immersive production that would include a 360-degree digital projection around the audience. Blumenthal Arts hopes to stay at least 5 years in the warehouse, though that's flexible depending on how Charlotte Pipe and Foundry's plans for the Iron District evolve, says Gabbard. Meanwhile, I have to leave you with one last impression of The Infinite that tells you just how immersive it is. I'll never dream the same. A couple of nights after my visit, I had a heart-pounding space dream, complete with the sensation of weightlessness and the thrill of speeding high above the Earth as I walked outside the space station. I felt myself floating away from the space station and watching it recede. Then I woke up. The Infinite runs through January 5th. You can find out more at bloomstudios.org. For Piedmont Arts, I'm David Borax.
And I'm Rachel Stewart.